Today we're going to begin the Mishnah, but first one last thing left about the previous sugya, about Bracha over Lasiyasan. If you have a big Shulchan Aruch, Tuf Resh Lamites, the Mogen Avraham, Sivkot and Yudzayin, we discussed this a long time ago. Hilchas Sukkah, this is back in Hilchas Sukkah. But it comes up again in this context. There was a question about a bracha, huh? You need a new bracha, don't you need a new bracha? So then, the possibility exists to limit your bracha. My bracha is only going to last a certain amount of time. I don't want the bracha to cover everything, right? You're leaving the sukkah, right? Do you need a new bracha, or don't you need a new bracha? That's a question. Can you make such a concept? That I don't know the halacha, right? I'll make a condition that I only want my bracha to continue to a certain amount of time, and after that, I don't want the bracha to go. Does that work or does it not work? It's a fascinating concept. You might say that's ridiculous. You're not a balabos to decide when your bracha no longer is effective. Who are you? Who are you? Who made you a balabas to say, I want the bracha to go until here, and to stop? It's not in your control. You're stuck with a machlokas aposkin, and you can't do that, right? Doesn't work. Oh. So the halfway through this Mogen Avraham Yizayin quotes the Bach, Sof Simen Tarma Kosav, Shechozav Yochel Chozav Mavarach, called Adam Datam and Astam Shlotei Abrocha Potroso Elad Shosh Yachzav Yochel Yoz Yachzav Yivarech Duk Akal Trav Tmuim Otu Mishesh Otzitzis Bebigdo V'chava Shlif Tremenu Bebichos Olad Chatzos V'chi Yachzav Yivarech V'chatzos Hovar Alesa. That's ridiculous. Problem is elsewhere the Mogen Avraham contradicts himself. It's not something which I discovered, but the Chayodom discovered this kasha, a stira in Mogen Avraham on this very point. The Nishmas Adam, he asks Kasha. Watch this. The Mogen Avraham to stop it. B'nir Kol HaLaila. It's going to come up. Many of us will be open on night Shavuos. We're moving along in Sfira, Rabosa. We're moving along. We're more than one third of the way through. Think about that for a minute. Okay? So Shavuos, we're up all night. What do you do? I do bracha in the morning. Okay. Tolei b'day to lift the mes liyes. V'chi yo'ol da'at ha'shalom b'sukkah she'chavish ha'lift the bracha rak mes liyes. The Mohar himself says that in Tav for Islam attests. The steer Mogen Avraham. So when it comes to learning, he said, you have to make a new bracha on learning. He says, you can have kavana, it should not be motz. But it comes to sukkah, said the Mogen Avraham, the kavana won't work. A steer in Mogen Avraham. That's a kasha. So the Achron gives the following interesting answer. When there's one hemshech, I'm wearing tzitzis, I'm sitting in sukkah, there's no interruption whatsoever, your conditions can't work. Yeah. Till now and stop. Who are you? When it comes to learning, I'm learning now, take a break, come and start learning again, take a break. So everyone is separate and distinct. If everyone is separate and distinct, then the Tanai can work. If this is the case, there's a fascinating Rabbi Kiveger, this is our last point in this sugya, which is none of us that I know about it does it. Nobody does it that I know about. But it's a fascinating charifus Kiveger has which can solve a problem that you and I have every single day, you and I face, without exception. I should take that back. Every weekday. Sorry, not careful enough on how I speak. Every week that we have this problem, it's unique. It's unique in our, and everything we do is the only time that that it happens. We already spoke about yesterday the idea of how many brachos we make on tefillin. Machlokes, Rashi ben Tam. So it's a shaila. So what's our minhag? What did you do this morning? You say our mitzvahs quietly and Baruch Hashem. That's unheard of. There's no other place in our ritual that we do such a thing that I know about. If Rashi's right, Eino mechaven lifter b'zeh habrach l'shal rosh. Was me mele shabbat mevarach al rosh mitzvah tefil. Madin ketosvis to begi al rosh beis brachas ani mechaven lahotzi bebracha d'laniach gam shal rosh. How do you like that? What a genius! Genius. But of course, the question becomes: who made you a balabos to say laniach is not going on the shal rosh? If according to Rashi, it does. The answer is they're two separate actions. One's the action of Shal Yad, one's the action of Shal Rosh. So this, according to the criteria we just established to answer the Nishma Sodom's Kasha, this could potentially work. Wow. And there's another interesting similar idea. Asher Abir Alocha in Siman Ches. This thing is the last of the Ma'am HaKomis in the previous sheet. Belachas Simin Ches. Okay. A person is a question of taking off your talis cotton. Do you make a new bracha or talis gadol? Right? Watch this. Okay, someone comes out of the bathhouse, a new bracha and talis cotton. Hefts the gadol. A long bath. All the men is harm. No, ain't all in his arm is there. Well, not such a hezchadas. You're going to put it on later on anyway. Look what he says. V'yosetov shicham baboker b'yes habrocha shlotif tor habrocha zula talas katan rak ashiv shetenu v'beis hamerchitz v'zyucha levorcha hakach chuliyam. According to what we said before, it works. Two separate actions. The action of the talis kotlin in the morning, the action of the talis kotlin at 3 o'clock when you come out of the bathhouse. It was a separate action. That's when the condition works. If it's one hemshich, straight in the sukkah, straight wearing the scissors without taking it off, then the tonight wouldn't work. Atka. Our minhag is not to do this anyway. We don't follow this bialach. We just take it off. We put it, we don't make a new bracha. That's how many we go into a shower, not to make a new bracha on the tils. Atka, I'm going to say with this, we conclude this segment. We now begin a new Mishnah, a whole new Ma'ar Mekomah sheet, the Siyata Deshmai. Okay? Mishnah is our Mem Aleph Amad Aleph. So, we did skip two Dabin. I'm aware of it. But I figured if we start with Shemitah, we'll never get out. And, at the end of the June's man, if we somehow maybe have time after we try to finish what we do have to do in Perek Dalet. You never know. You don't count anything out. For the moment, you have to wait till Shemitah or something to learn it all. So, you never know. Says the Mishnah, V'rishonah ha'yolulu of nitl b'miklash shiva yomim u'medina yom echad v'shachor b'es ha'miklash hiskin av Yochanan ben Zakkai sh'yolulu of nitl b'medina shiva zeichel ha'miklash. That's as far as we're learning right now. The second, last part we'll get to a little bit later on. Okay, question. Is Machshavah Beis HaMikdash Kayim? Of course, every Jew had a chiyuv of aliyah l'regel, correct? Was there an additional chiyuv of aliyah l'beis hamikdash to take the lulav there? Well, no. I'll do my aliyah l'regel. I'll take care of my korbanos. I have to take care of my olas riyah, my korban chagiga, etc., etc. And I'll go back and take my lulav at home. Home being Yerushalayim. Home could be in Bnei Brak, wherever home is. What do you say? Is there a chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash? Yes or no? So I'll just give you a very brief excerpt from the Aruch HaNer. This Aruch HaNer is a classic Perush we've spent so much time on this year. So let's see what he says. He doesn't discuss it over here. He discusses it a little bit later on in the sugya. No. I lost it. What? Start again. Sech to Sukkah is sort of a passing comment by the Aruch HaNer. What happened over here? On Daf Mem Gimel, yeah, it's true, it's in the fourth parak, and we're not up to that yet, but some things are relevant. Watch this. Talk about the Mishnah, the famous din of Shabbos is a problem. Shema Yavirenu. Watch this. Avabalulov, listen. She mitzvah hamuteles al kol Yisrael l'kaima b'mikdash dafka. The chozayin ain't a mitzvah rak b'mikdash min haTorah. But he didn't say just that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you want, you can do it. He's saying mitzvah mutelas al kol Yisrael. Look, mutelas means what? How do you understand that mean? It's an obligation, no? It's an obligation for every Jew come to Beis HaMikdash 7 days in order to fulfill the mitzvah of netilas lulav. That's what he says. And I'll try to show you one more source which seems to indicate this. Sure thing it's only one person saying it, the Turi Evan. Turi Evan Mesechta Rosh Hashanah discusses this. Let's see if we can find out. Rosh Hashanah is discussing Rosh Hashanah. We'll see soon today in Shishir just comparisons and contrasts between Rosh Hashanah, we have something similar to our discussion, and Lulav. So since we're here in Rosh Hashanah, it should be easy to spot the word Lulav here, which doesn't belong. Oh, lulav. He talks lulav a little bit. I'm not finding what I don't see the exact lashon that's here. But he's also quoted as saying, as an obligation, I take it back. It's not in the Torah Yevon itself, it's in the Hagos of the Imre Baruch. I hope they have this, this is very important. existing in my Baruch? It says Ha'oros. We'll see soon. Because I looked downstairs in my Spanish. The one statement that I couldn't find was this, and that was out. Kids, I don't know if the short said. However, there are those who disagree. Say Lahoyed Varmayolam. It's not true. No such obligation. No obligation. None. So one of the Sfarmish is relevant to this is the Mincha Shlomo that I have here. Let's see if we can get it on the show it to you. Nekvodo, let's first see where our Moshe is at. Since we are Americans. Ligris Moshe. Still have it. Sukkah Adaf. One second. The mitzvah of the mikdash, and he says a chiddush, which we'll get to later in Rishonim. Mistava b'pshitus shalavara mitzvah yom rishon l'shiika gam begulin ikav mikdash old mitzvah the netilas hashiva yomim mikrodus machlat Hashem elokeinu shivas yomim shechala gam yom rishon v'lo shurakol safa lidla b'mikdash old shisha yomim. You saw the balamor tashlo. Means only those who were there. Don't have to come. So your vision is also a part of the mitzvah. But the gvulin is under with simcha. Aside from shlomim, etc., it's all the same. Okay. Oh, after Lekha Chiyuv, Lava Bishul Zele Mikdash, Kshvokayosi Dechov, it's beferish black and white. No such Chiyuv. They wanted to do it. You see the line? No such Chiyuv. Baruch Hanel sounds like there is a Chiyuv, right? And Rav Moshe says no Chiyuv. And Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman, who lived in Yerushalayim his whole life, what did he say about this? It's very no get to him, or we'll see soon if it's no get to him. It's a Mikdash nowadays, we'll see soon. Different versions in the Mincha Shlomo Tinyana. I'm not sure I'll be able to find it to you. There are different versions. Let's see if we can find it. Yes! Tilas Lukas Shabbat Yishlam is Man Azeh. So, we have it on the screen. Let's first see, we're jumping a little bit ahead of ourselves. Because you see, Rabbi Osai, we talk here about Yerushalayim. Seems to be a complete fabrication. It says over here, Beferish. Nitzel B'mikdash Shiva. Doesn't say Yerushalayim. B'mikdash. The Rashi says, B'mikdash Shiva. K'dashina B'taras Konim V'smachlan T'Hashem Elkechem Shiva Asyamim V'lo B'gvulun Zayin Yamim B'medina Shiyushalayim Afu B'gvulun. Rashi is black and white. Mikdash, yes, Yerushalayim, no. So there's nothing to talk about. So, what are we hacking over here? Ah, is the Pirush Mishnayos. That's really, I think, should be line one. The first Maramakim of all is the Pirush Mishnayos of Rambam. Very important Pirush Mishnayos. It's famous, this Pirush Mishnayos. Rambam says on our Mishnah, Medina, he called Ayaris for Yisrael, Milvad Yerushalayim. It's in Shkolim, it's in Rosh Hashanah. In four places, Rambam has the same Yichsol, that we say that the city of Yerushalayim, in this context, is treated like the Beis HaMikdash. Wow, so it's relevant to Zman Hazeh. You note that the word Usmachtem is used. Usmachtem, that's the source. Usmachtem, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, Shivas Yamim. Where did Rambam get it from? Because the word Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem is found elsewhere. Was there anyone in shul last Shabbos? I mean, 10 days ago. Anyone went to shul? Where did they start the career story from? Not 3 days ago. 10 days ago. Keep going. Aser taser, es kol to aserecha. Aser taser shana v'yachalta. Next, no. Lefnei Hashem alokecha. We eat the ma'aser sheni in the base of Mikdash. What do you eat it? Shalai. It's a before Shapasuk. The Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. Because he was Shalai. That's where Ram got it from. Hey, Ram, the Ram Nuchumish. He went to Shul. Yeah. So, the Ram sounds like he's right. Okay. So, the Stipler, and here in Simon Chav Ches, in Mesech Tasukah, wants to discuss this issue. And he says like this. Says, what's the nature of this mitzvah? What's the nature of the mitzvah of Shivas Yamim? He says like this, the nature of the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of Netilas Lulav as such. No. Not that every single person has a chiv on himself, as the Rochanair implies, no. It's a mitzvah that tzibur. There should be a big deal in the base of Mikdash. Ika mitzvah smachtem mitzvah Mikdash sheisham simcha netilas lulav ukein brilliant stipler mitzvahs of yom simchaschem uskatem echatzotros shlamatzana sheichov akol atzibu lovel am shmoa echatzotros tzchovas a Mikdash tzchovas a korban. So therefore, it's not the same as mitzvahs re'iyah. It's mitzvahs gavra. Kol yochet shen nichus lazor v'kovel matzei doraisa. Yeah, that's true by olas re'iyah, but not when it comes to usmachtem to mitzvahs atzibur. That's what he says. Ad kan stipul. Okay. Fine. So Rabosai, halacha lemaisa. So I would expect that the Rambam. Where's my Rambam? Didn't bring it. Should have brought it. Okay, but. We'll see it. You would expect fully that the Rambam will come back to these. Oh, this was late. Let's see the Rambam first. You'd expect fully the Rambam would say in Hilchos Lulav, as the Mishnah say in the entire Yerushalayim. No, I mean that's what he said in Pirush Mishnayos. Surprise, surprise! Open up Hilchos Lulav. And see what he says. The same Rambam who was so emphatic in four places, when it comes to Hilchos Lulav Perek Zayin, get a different impression. Mitzvahs Lulav li notl b'yom harishon shel chag b'lvad b'chol mokom b'chol zman v'afilu b'shabbos l'kach l'nachem b'yom harishon Uve mikdash levado not in also bechayom v'yom b'shivas me'achak. Shnei musmachtan lefnei Hashem elokeinu b'shivas yamim. Huh? V'mikdash? What should it have said? Yishalayim. Ribbono shel olam. What's going on over here? So Rabbeinu Manoach, he says, this can't be. What he says? What was the halacha? What were you? Yud Gimel? Watch this. Hi, my mitzvah boy, I'm in Yerushalayim. It means Yerushalayim. Lo nochad my mitzvah, I'm in Shem the Stam, kol anot, the lulav in Yerushalayim. The mikdash not lo. Fish Hashem is captain call Yisrael. That's what he says. Ad kan. It's enough for the Yerushalmi. If Nezah is wrong. If Nezah is okay. Be Yerushalayim. Kidikas Svina and Beperek Shani. Now Perek Shani. Ram. Remember the Rambam? Rambam is not just Perek Hilchos Lulav. It's Hilchos Shofar Sukkah Lulav. It's all one thing. So Perek Shani is Hilchos Shofar. Let's see what he says over there. And Hilchos Shofar, what does he say there? Does he also going to sort of, forgive the expression, chicken out? And that's a Mefarish, and it means all of Yerushalayim? Let's take a look. Halacha Ches. Shekozru lo latkor b'Shabbos, or gozru el b'mokha sheinu b'bezn. Abazman she b'mikdash kayim, b'bezn b'Yerushalayim, hakol token b'Yerushalayim b'Shabbos. All of Yerushalayim. All of Yerushalayim. All of Yerushalayim. He says, no, says the Ravid. B'mikdash you token. Tor. Keep his mouth. He used an expression Tor. Yeah, the Ravid made a mistake. Keep his mouth based on Mikdash. How are you talking? Now, B'mikdash. Not as the Ravid said in all of Yerushalayim. So the Ravid, what he said in Pirish and Mishnayis and Rosh Hashanah, he wrote in the Yad HaChazaka. The Ravid attacks him for it. Oh, but somehow in Hilchos Lulav, he doesn't say it. It's like a pella. It's a pella. A pella, yeah.
Do we use some of the Rabbi Manoel had the parish sometimes?
Yes.
And then also. And,
yeah, I'm sorry.
According to Rabbi Manoel's shot, it sounds like the Rambam is saying that Stam person in Yerushalayim goes to the Mikdash, but not inherently that in Yerushalayim one would need to. Meaning, so now you know if someone's in Yerushalayim, but it sounds like from the Rambam and Pirush Mishnah that anyone in Yerushalayim would have that what's it called?
Uh huh. Good question. Now watch this. Omar Mefarish. Sam, he starts the same way, right? Nirdas Arab the Mikdash have call Yerushalayim. Dina Shagvulim. It answers a couple of the problems that exist in the technical stuff in the Mishnah, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which we're not going into right now. A little bit complicated. Okay. Hold on a second. The Ravid attacks the Rambam. Ach be'emes kedas harav kenu. Rambam is right. Why? So such as, Meiser, Bchor, Shlomim. Kol Yerushalayim means Beferish. Gabi Shofa, Kol Yerushalayim also Mashma. If it's true of Lulav, but it has to be based on the Psukim, that's already Din Doraisa. It has to be true of Shofar, which is the Din Derabbanan. No. Fine. Elamishin de Bistama, Kobanei Yerushalayim, who all have been Mikdash, that's Koa, Shofar, Valita, Lulav, Nokad Mikdash. And he found Yerushalmi. Smile Hashem is Yerushalmim, Yerushalayim. Hilchos Shofar Nami Kam Kain Vesula Kasha Midi. Goodbye, Charlie. Boom. That's it. It's enough for the pasuk. It's enough for the Rishalmi. Gevaldik. The problem is that the Rambam was more careful than that. How can it be that he didn't say it in Hilchos Luluf? It doesn't add up. The Imre Baruch discusses this. I think he's 100% right. Imre Baruch in his Ha'aris on the Turiyev. Let's hope this is what we have over here. Oh. He's criticizing the Turiyev. He forgot that the Rambam himself says in Pesach the Sukkah with the same thing. Yerushalayim ein olichol b'medina gam anyan lulav. Lo shkinam pek zayim echaz lulav. Halacha tetzvav. Oh, halacha tetzvav. Halacha tetzvav, Rabbosai. Halacha tetzvav. That's a different halacha. What does it say there? Mitzvah lulav yonatav b'yomecha shal shabbat shal chag b'chol mokom u'b'chol zman. ובמקדש לבד על נות נוסע בכל יום זיים היה חג שנאמר אני אצל זה ודעס הרמב״ם של מקדש נשנס כבי שופע ובכלול גם ירושלים דיף או דיה קרוע הוכו כבי לולו וכוסו מקדש לבד לשלול גם ירושלים problem. The Rambam says, this is the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem B'mikdash Lo Hizke Klal Shev Yishalayim Chiyav Darais and Atilas Lulav Kol Shiva Kama B'mikdash. So what's going on? But there's enough in Yerushalmi B'Yerushalayim. Korban Eder says, Afilu B'Yerushalayim Lefnei Hashem Hu V'maisa Sheinik Siv V'chal Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Yerushalayim, he was read last Shabbos, Shabbos before. Tzorachi and Ella Rambam, Lama lo posak Yerushalmi. Not only that, the Pirush Mishnah is a stira. Resh Pelul Barabi says, Lul Lazar b'chova minatar b'yam rishim b'chol ha'olam, ut Lazar b'chova kol shiva ayam b'mikdash levad. Take a look, we saw Pirush Mishnah is in the third parak. The fourth prayer is supposed to wait until the June's month. So I made a mistake. I should have told you to see this right now. Take a look. Everyone see? It's the same page. If you have my version, it's page. They have no page number on top. It's we read before from the second column, the bottom of the second column. Now the middle of the third column. Halula min tilas chova min atar b'yam rishon b'chol olam tilas chova chol shivas yamim b'mikdash bilvad. B'mikdash bilvad. As it says, Shivas Yamim. On the bottom, Yaakov Mefarshim, you have my version, Os Hey. Chem Yerushalayim, L'shitosei D'Yerushalayim, Enem Nikra Medina, U'v'chibura Perkzayim, L'chlu of Kosov Gankad, Amikdash Levad, Don't call Shiva, Tzorachin. Because in Shkolim, he says, like the Rambam, Mikdash of Yerushalayim, Medina's Gvulin. Should have said the same thing. So the Rambam is Shkolim, Pirush Yerushalayim. So here too means Yerushalayim, Malora. That's what everyone says. Rabbi Manoah said it must be Yerushalayim. No! My Rebbe would not be happy with that, knowing him. I have to look up in the Rishimis, what he said. The Rambam is Madaik every word. Once Yerushalayim always said Yerushalayim. Look what the Turi Evan is. It's fascinating. Oh. Watch this. Here's a kasha. According to the Rambam's in Mitzvah D'oraisa, Rambam passes in Kedush Yerushalayim Labata B'chuban HaMikdash. It's a Mikdushasa. Why do you pass him? It's man hazeh. It's a chiyam netilas shivan dvar Torah b'Yerushalayim. Wow! Because the more makas have your tests, the mandama kedush kishir also lovo. He loved us in vacation to master shein the bchor. Have a meaning to master shein and echel b'yushalayim av esman hazeh. After gabim master shein in the ksiv v'chalav ne'ashem el kecha When the Madam Yerushalayim Odena Bekdushosa Shaya Gam Ato Zeloma Leshem Elokecha Amalo Neymo Gam Gam Chil Lula Veshiva. Look at the book of Avraham Taksa. They passed that Rov Poskim Rabosai hold like the Rambam that the Kedushat Yerushalayim and the Mikdash is forever. Forever. This is the week of celebrating Yom HaTzmut this week here in the Yeshiva. So we'll talk about this as we're already beginning. We're revving up. Right? This is relevant to the discussion. Right. See. Rambam Shita. Therefore, he says as follows. V'doraisa lo nemra chiyuv netilas lulav shiva kimemiklish levad v'lo b'Yerushalayim. This story happened to me is very appealing because of the words of the Rambam. He says it in Pirush Mishnayos in the fourth parak, only the Mikdash. He said in Hilchos Lulav only the Mikdash for Torah. He said over here in Parak Gimel in Pirush Mishnayos, and he said in Rosh Hashanah that the word Mikdash includes Yerushalayim too. Watch this. Rak mi derabbanan. Hainatilas Shiva Gabi Rishalayim calls Bansha by said Migash Yakayim Uva Medina Lohirak Yomechod Mayridik. It's with the Rabbana. Umishachor by said Migash Iskav Yochab and Zakai Shigab and Medina Chutzi Rishalayim Uva Chutzarat. What did I say? Kol Shiva. No, it's a typo. Not nearly. It's Kol. Kol Shiva. Watch this. Vasi Shap Aloshna Mishnah. Mishachor Beis and Mikdash Hiskev Yochem Mazakai Shilulav Nitla B'Medina Shiva. Lufiklal Rambam Ein Yerushalayim Bichlal Medina Ki Al Yerushalayim Levada Hoya Takona Keduma. Not a Doraisa. Takona Keduma B'Chiyav D'Rabban L'Tilas Lulav Kol Shiva. Rav Yochem Mazakai Husha Hosif Gam al Medina Mamish. Quotes a Ritva only by some Migdash. Toys is Rashi Riven. Shams not include the Migdash. We read Aser to Yasser. He says, Kim Lil Chazal Me'ezed Russia. The Hashem Elokecha Nechsiv Gabi Lula Perusha by some Migdash. After Gabi Meisim Misparish. Why should that be? They have to have some kind of reason for it. So I can get back here. I don't want to lose this. Share the Me'iri. The Me'iri are both sides. Usually they're the same.
Right.
Remember Aleph, Amad Aleph? That's what we should look. Let's look, see what it says. Watch this. Shivas Yamin. Upirish Af Yerushalayim. That's Medina. Rashi. Af al Pish Yerushalayim Kru Lifnei Hashem. She Bechor V'Maisik Silo Sucha Lecha B'Sharecha. The Kasha, right? So the Ram must be right. Lo Bo Lifnei Hashem Elokecha L'Mait Ela She'orecha. Lo Sucha Lecha B'Sharecha. So Sherechosh means everything outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, Lefnei Hashem Lekecha means Yerushalayim. Ava Belulav, what doesn't say B'Sherecha, just says Smachim Lefnei Hashem Shemaz Yamin, Davka B'Mikdash. So the Meiri explains, based on the Psukim, why it's so. When it says Osuch Alecha B'Sherecha, so the only thing that's no good is B'Sherecha. So then Lefnei Hashem Lekecha includes the whole Yerushalayim. When it doesn't say Misharech in juxtaposition, then it means only the base of Mikdash. Look, the Turiyev, the Emre Baruch said it has to be some kind of drasha. I know nothing better than this beautiful pshat of the Me'iri. Oh. Watch, not done yet. Masha Kosafti. Le'el, that's the Rambam, the Rishalayim, and the Tilas Luke, Koshiva bin Rabbanon, have called him a Churban. Ein Litchos, the Dilma Davka Achar a Churban, Hemokal Takonis of Yochan Ben Zakai, the last of Zechel and Miklish, Kedisa Ben Mishnah. We'll get to that later on. Achar a Churban. Rambam writes, Shibon Abes and Miklish, Yavzer Adova Leoshna. Aye, how do you know it was Takonis of Rishalayim before? No, he says. Quotes different parts. I believe this is the fourth parak. Watch this. You and I have a Pirish Aram, Bar Tanura. She be Mishnah, the Rosh Hashanah, maybe got Pirish Arambam, Daf Yerushalayim B'chal Miklash. But a Mishnah, the Rosh Hashanah, a little bit of Miklash, Besuka Daf Paragimel, Mishnah Yud Beis, Mefarsh Medina Yerushalayim, Shaf He Kigvulmi is that. So the Bar Tanura distinguishes between what and what? Between Shofar and Lulav. Meridik. I think this is true. I think the Imri Baruch is telling the truth. Can they really? Of course, the question becomes, why did they make this takana? So the answer, I believe, is as follows. Explains very good the Ha'or over here. Trying to find it. The Mikdash is Kayim. Lazy bones. Get off your. Go to the base of Mikdash. Why Mikdash is a Takana? The Mitzvah of the Rabbana Anoshim. So you call them Lovel and Mikdash. Kayim Mitzvah Tzilas Lulim and Daraisa. Right? Anoshim Tahorim. She call Lovel and Mikdash. Kayim Mitzvah Daraisa. Lo Nifju. B'mash and Notlu Alulov. Chutz the Mikdash. Say. Sounds like he's saying over here that such a chiyuv exists. I told you before, the Aruch HaNeir said it, and the Imre Baruch said it. Right? A chiyuv. You have to go to Yerushalayim. Look at Ramosh. Ramosh said, yeah, we wanted to go there. It's a nice place to go. It wasn't a chiyuv. He said, no, there is a chiyuv. If you're a tar, if you would. Now, there are different levels of tumah. Right? Some tumah can't be Yerushalayim at all. But the average tumah, he's not even tzorah. He can be in Yerushalayim. But he can't be in the Mikdash. So until Rabbi Yochum Mazake, poor guy, had not sat on his hands. Once he made a takana, he had this ability to fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav the Amid Rabbanon. See, but there's a chiyuv go to Mikdash. Like he says it, and the Baruch Hanayah said it against Rav Moshe. See, Rav Shlomo Zalman will something to get to a little bit later on. Ad Kan. So it makes perfect sense. It's a beautiful takana. Beautiful. 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 Now, why does everyone disagree with the Rambam? Amazing Kiddush. This is really a very, very big Kiddush. If it's true. V'dach, sh'dvorei ha'anal yishlidlos machogos ha'Rambam v'arayvin perek beis michus mamrim alocha tes. What? That's a Rambam we discussed with Baltosif, if you recall. The Rambam says, don't shayach Baltosif v'mashach chosifu chis chachomim zal humitam shlo asu l'mitzvah satorah v'odil le'am shem ha mitzvah b'zeh. I tell you to the rabbonim. Avaleinu shel Torah. V'arayvin masikolah because of the aftas v'chur akroah k'dei sheyei nechshav shel Torah lo shayach bal tosif kevin shesru mishem siyog v'geder lo timsiz imosiv ala b'mitzvah saseh k'gon lulav. So according to the rabbonim, ha'rav yochan ben zakeh mitzvah medina shiva sikha bal tosif. Like Yoshin Mishmina Besukha Loke Gewalt Gewalt. So what are you going to do with this? Afiyad Chameimazal Lohusha Lohosin Mitzvah Saseh Kim Lesser Samutter Legedal Isyog Husha Lechazal Olitzorach Shoel Yobar Carmel. So they have had to do it. Sarach Loma, watch this. The Shani, oh, it says he gave Hagaz Baruch Tam. The Baruch Tam is Imre Baruch, Baruch Frankel, Baruch Tumah Frankel. That's a very choshev goyin. he was known later as the father-in-law of the Divrei Chaim, the sons of Rav. Remember, he was himself didn't have any yichus from his son-in-law. He was the god of one of the Gedolei Hador in his time. Hagos Baruch Tam. I'm glad they told us who said it. I would just tell you, you took it on faith. It was Imre Baruch, but I didn't. Okay, now you see it on the screen. Look what he says. Pshat. Shenas is echel and miklash. The Asher Mikra. So the Rebbe say, open to the Gemara. We didn't see the Gemara yet. I thought it was not so relevant yet, but we'll see. The Imre Baruch says we have to read it right now. You need a pasuk, right? What does it say over here? It's a pasuk. How's the pasuk say a pasuk in Yirmiyo? Ki ala arucha loch mimakosayach erporch nam Hashem ki nidocha koru loch tzion hi dorish ein lo michlal devoy drisha. It's a pasuk. You have to make a zechel lemikdash. Well, not for the pasuk, it would be anything about toast in the corner to the right. Watch. Okay. That becomes most of our divrei Torah. I toast to myself. The Rosh Hashanah was the same way. The Rashba disagrees. Chanas with the Bezdin Divrei on the Shabbat toast like the Rambam Shita. Toast didn't hold that territory like the Ravid. And Gam the Bezdin also Mr. Sasei was the Bezdin Migdash Kayim. Even though I had a good reason to do it for Tmei, but the Ramla Shitoso, no Baltosiv, not Mikdash, if Chachiv Chazal, but Amush ain't about Dvar Torah. What a chap! This already is a bit of a stretch, but that's what he says. Torah Baltalia. Torah Baltalia. Interesting, Rabosai. This is not, to me, this was not at all apparent. But I want to show you someone who says like me. I'll show it to you. Abosai, one of my favorite svarim, which I brought with me, I have it in front of me, we'll see if I can get it on the screen, is the Sfas Emes. But Sefer Masechta Rosh Hashanah discusses this issue as well. Look, what about Baltosa? He's part of the Baltosa question. Kosher Baltosif. Tosif is the only reason why I know Baltosif when you add to the Tkiyas, because you're just repeating the same thing all over again. Kanochik Baltosif. Came the Minat Torah Chad Yomer beGevulin, yeah, Gevalt Baltosif. Efsher, Maritima Diag beGemar Minolam Davdina Zechel in Mikdash, Koshalomeli Kroy, Amaylo Misvara. No, Yesh Liyashiv, right? He gives exactly the same terrors as we saw. He gave before the Imre Baruch preceded him. Imre Baruch gave the same terrors. He opposed Zechel in Mikdash only Baltosif. Fine. I will die in kosher. Ma bekach dafina mikro to betzinu zecher. To be called of chaniga baltosif, you have to lasso zecher. Rebbeinu shalom, the Torah doesn't help. What, a pasuk in Yirmiyo about the Nisa Daraisa? The Efsha. Came in the Bemikta Sheranitel Kozayim and the baltosif. Well, if you say, Afiz man ha-mikdash, and when I note the lula begvulin called Zion the mitzvah, the Rebbe Baltosif and Tzorachin, Achinish Nifla v'Neira by the Heligus Fasemis. If you make a whole new thing out of scratch, out of nowhere, that's Baltosif. You extend the Doraisa, not Baltosif. Now, how you extend it? If you extend it on a different day, Yosha B'Shmini B'Sukha Yilka, by definition Baltosif. So if you extend it, how should we say it? By doing it an additional time, that's classic Baltosif. There's a number, you add a number. That's Baltosif. But if you're going to do it in a different place, it's not Baltosif. said, what's his daraisa in the mikdash? You can do it in the bikvulin. Even if it's not a mikdash kai, it wouldn't be baltos. Even though there was no zechel in the mikdash criteria. Chiddush nifle v'nar. This reminds me of something that is very relevant for this week's discussions. Yeah, this week's discussions. A gemara masechta Megillah. Watch this. Tana Rabbana. Arboim, Ushmona, Neviim, Visheva, Nevius, Nisnabu, Lam, Nisrael. Lo Pichsev, Lo Osiru, Mashachosim, Betorah. Why? Baltosif, no? Chus, Nimikah, Megillah. Nuvaita, Baltosif. My Dorish. Omer Abchia, Bar Abin, Omer Rabbi Shul, Ben Korcho, Mavdu, Secheres, Arminian, Shira. Bimisa lechayim lekolshke. Yochi halal nami neima. Three answers. Fishenom im halal neisha bechutzars. Ayis is mitzrayim bechutzars. Nu asha nechaz v'yisrael arts chukshukol mitzvus lo mashira. Shem v'yisrael arts lo chukshukol mitzvus lo mashira. That's terence number one. Nachan amar kriyas is a walila. The Megillah is halal. Rav amar bishla b'hosam halal avde Hashem v'lo avde paro. Alohocha, alo avde Hashem, alo avde Achashverosh, akati avde Achashverosh anan. Ad kan sukkah the Gemara. So Rabbo said, if the Gemara's kasha was about Tosif, so what did Gemara answer? They found a posuk of Oz Yosher Moshe. Right? That's what they said. Mimisa l'chaim avde Shira, Shumam l'chaim, it must have been referring to Rashi, it says it means a Shira Sayam. That we just all read in the Sefer Torah 11 days ago. Okay? Now, Rashi is getting what he's saying. Rashi Chutzmik and Megillah Vimtov and Erchanaga for a Poskim and Neviim. Mordechai was Chagas Chayim Malachi. But Rashi is not commenting on what the din is if the no Nevi'im. It could be agrees he can't be Mechadish anything. The Abbas of Cheres, we see as Mitzrayim of Mashir Alayam. Alayam, Rabbosai. Rabbosai, rescue Shaila. Is Hallel the rice of Zman Hazeh? Sounds like it. Sounds like it. Because they had a drasha. They had a Mikra Megillah. Right? But you can't add Baltosif. It must be the Daraisa. Chasam Sofer says it's a Daraisa. Based on this Gemara. Hal Alanes is Daraisa. Finish. Furusha Gemara. The problem is, Rabbosai, I showed you a Gemara. I showed it to you last week. Well, maybe it was even this week. My memory is bad. You'll tell me if it was this week or last week. A gemara brachas beferish vakeret. The same daf. That was your dalet. This is your dalet. That was amud aleph. This is amud aleph. The gemara says, "Bahal of a megillah mal shiapsik kavachomer kriyshma daraisa posek hal drabonim iboya." Gentlemen, I'm a steward. Well, Megillah Yudal, so that seems to say that Hal is the Raisa. Right, Dorish, the Drosh. Brochus Yudal is Beferish, that Hal is the Rabbana. No, have an answer? Stira. Anybody know the answer to this question? Hal of the Shazim. That's a Netziv. I don't think I can show it to you. I don't think we have the Shil, the Hamak Shil, and the Netziv, I don't think we have on Baralan. Don't believe so. But I'll tell you about Pen. The seven Shult Chavav has a goyin at Sadik Chasam Sofer. I mean, it's all sure true, but why is he giving such an honorific title? You know why? Not to argue with him. Shouldn't think that this is time, Chas shows Pokhem Pokhem Pokhem. A goyin at Sadik Chasam Sofer says that Halal Anes is Doraisa. And I, says the Nesiv, disagree. Before Shemar Brochas, Fakert, Rabbana. I, Megillah Yudalit. Here's the love this Rabbosai. Hal b'shasanes is the Raisa. Subsequent years is the Rabbanan. What more meaning in Megillah Yudalit? Exactly what we just saw now. Once you have, we just saw this in the Baruch time, in the Imre Baruch. He's saying, no. In the Sfasemis, I'm sorry. In the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis said, once you have a Chiyav B'Mikdash Kol Shiva, if I decide to extend it and take my lulav in New York, it's not about Tosef. It's an extension. So too, Rabosai, the year that the Nes takes place, that's Doraisa. So if you decide to extend it to subsequent years, it's no Baltosif. That's what the Gemara meant. Mikra Dorish and Doraisa B'Shasanes, so we can make it the Rabbanan in subsequent years. No Baltosif, it's an extension. Not a whole suffer, something totally new. That's what the Nesiv says. Why is this relevant? Why is this relevant? You know that there's today's Tuesday, correct? Come Thursday, is a day which is known in the Hebrew calendar for the last 70 years as Yom HaTzmot. You're probably aware of the fact there's a big, some say Eicha. I'm not going, that's a different perspective. They say it's a Churban. But among those who don't, so there are different customs. Some say nothing. It's a regular day. Today we said Tachlin. So Thursday we say Tachlin. Okay. I think that's probably the majority of the people who are davening Shabbos on Thursday in throughout the globe. I think. I haven't got any census. I treat like any other day. Tachlin and a long Tachlin. Rachmanis, and they haven't had a long Tachlin in over a month. Rachmanis, they have to have a long Tachlin. So, in some parts of the world, they just leave out Tachnun. I think they once asked the Panav Yisharov, what do you do on Yom HaTzmot? He was a very sharp individual. He flew an Israeli flag on Panav Yeshiva on Yom HaTzmot. We have American flags out here in July 4th. You tell people that today, they won't believe you. But they're pictures, so they did it. But anyway, times have changed since those years when he was in charge. In any event, he said in the quip, I follow Ben Gurion. Who was the first prime minister of Israel? Yeah. I don't say Hal and I don't say Tach. Joke. That was what that he said. And other places, they even say Hal. And in other places, they say Hal with a Bruch. Now, my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik Zichrono Livracha, expressed great upset at the latter minute of saying Hallel with a Bruch. Ooh, we didn't make brachas. What? Brachas. So I thought, Aniyah Katan, that assuming that we can say that the Chiv exists, and the Pashat Chiv does exist, based upon this Gemara. We just read it. We say over here, it's fundamentally a Chiv Hallel on the story of Purim. And we don't say it for one of three reasons, none of which apply over here. Chutz Lartz, this absolutely happened in Eretz Yisrael. Kriyasa Zehilula, we don't have a Megillah that substitutes for Hallel. And Akad Avda Chashvesh Pakert, Yom HaTzmut, we're no longer Avdim of Britain or of Turkey or of anybody. So Pasha should be a Chiv of Hallel, basically. I think so. Pasha Pshat the Gemara. Yeah? What Shibud? Who Shibud?
We can't really make our own decisions since.
Why should we can?
America, like, if we do some things, then America will get upset.
America? Who's America? We love America. America saved us more than once, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, gotta be grateful to America, it's true. But, you know, they put on my email, I got there, that. The 5 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, little film clips they put out. So in the film clip from yesterday was the American contribution. The first speaker was by Lam Shlita. He tells a whole story, but when he was that age, and 1947, 1948, it was desperate. It was There were no arms. There were no arms. There was nothing. So he said he had studied chemistry, and he even spent a year in graduate school in chemistry. And he thought he knew chemistry. Maybe he can help out the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. So he calls up the Jewish agency or something in New York. Said, "My name is. I want to help. Shut up and come over." Shut up and come over. He was taken aback. But that's what I did. I came over. So the guy says to me, "We're not so impolite, but the FBI is tapping our wires. I don't want to say anything on the phone. So I told you to shut up." It's amazing. He's telling the story from the... And he said he worked in the lab and they tried to make certain bullets to fit to them. And he thinks that those bullets actually worked and they helped in the... Rabbi Lam was a war hero effort. And then he said... They were working in a lab here somewhere in the New York area, but it was the FBI. So when the FBI came, they put away all the munitions and they took out fertilizer. They were working on fertilizer. And they said that they came to Harry Truman, the president, and they said, "You know, the British are arming the Arabs to the teeth. We and the Israelis have nothing. It's not fair." And the State Department was not so, they were Arabists. So Truman, who was an obvious role, he had a business partner, Jacobson, who was a Yid, that had many impacts, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything. He said, "You know what? I'll tell the FBI to look the other way." Rabbi Lam said, "The FBI knew exactly what we were doing. They were hiding one, and they didn't look. It was all charade." But you know what really saved us? It's not believable that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us the agent to save Klal Yisrael, and they had no arms. You know what his name was? Joseph Stalin. Have you heard of him? He killed so many Jews. He killed so many people in Buklal. Tens of millions of people died at Stalin's hands over his reign of terror. In 1952, he wanted to kill all the Jews, to throw them out, kill them. And he died just before. Lubavitch should say a whole thing of terror about that. Whatever, not coming for now. He armed Medinas Yisrael. He sent the famous Czech rifles, everything was from war to surplus. We had no rifles, we had nothing. The Czech rifles from Czechoslovakia, which were, why did he send it? Because Israel then was a socialist / communist country, as crazy as that sounds. There was a communist party, still is, then it was very active, and even Ben Gurion was a socialist labor party. Oh, labor, oh, we are labor, you're labor, yeah. Russia was the first country to help out Israel gain recognition in the United Nations. Yeah. More than the U.S. And the Brits were not our friends. Whatever. Got a little sidetracked. So there were so many, you asked the question, I'm trying to give you an answer. There were so many things that went on, which are, you would say, but it wasn't an open miracle. That's true. Who says you need an open miracle? Purim was an open miracle. I'm asking, what do we always call Purim? What do we call it? Nes Nistar. So it should be Hal. Yeah. In my humble, small opinion, it depends on the machlokas, the Chasam Sofer, and the Nitziv. If the Chasam Sofer is right, when a miracle transpires in Eretz Yisrael, of the rice can say hallelujah. And he has that to the key of the rice say hallelujah. And therefore, as opposed to my Rebbe, who was fire against those who say hallelujah the bracha, I am opposed to it strongly, unambiguously opposed to it, but I lack some of the fire. But I think according to Chassam Sofer, maybe we would justify. According to the Tziv, forget about it. We don't have a best in this matter to make such takonis. I didn't want to, it was not my intent to talk about it, but since we're on the topic, let's already see what the tshuva about this. There is a classic tshuva on this topic. And the tshuva is Yabi Omer. Classic tshuva. Who Ravad is not a Makatar. He writes, he spells it all out. So he quotes the Gemara. Sarah Ratzah Shatav Aleh. Kshenigolim Imena, you remember how Osal Gulasam. You gotta say Hallel. But who has to be saved? Kol hecha de lo knifin kuli Yisrael yachid karalo. If you don't have all Klal Yisrael, it's only a yachid. If you have all Klal Yisrael, then you have to make a say a halal al katzor shal yigol mimena armin. The man be divrei kotsho. The kodos of the vim as the daka bofen shatzor bal kol Yisrael. Shenigol mimena yom halal gulas al ptus nafsha. Tosis in sukkah. Daf mem dalem at base. What does the sukkah say? I both say, I can't resist. Open up. We have a sukkah. Let's see it here. Let's see it here, Abosai. Long Tosfos. Bavad is quoting what they're saying. They're quoting a Gemara in Erechin. In Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin says, let's see if we can find it here. So why not find it? He says, Ha, the Nakat Yud Ches Yom Sheyachid Gomer Es HaHalel. What does it mean, a Yachid? Take a look on the bottom. The first wide line. Why is it Yachid Mashal Tzibur Noag and Gomer Nosa Fisham Es HaShana Uv Derab Chivtzibur Fishema Rebus Nakat Yachid Tafilu Yachid Bifnei Atzma Odeh Shlomah Tafilu, second wide line. Tafilu tzibu she'enshem kol Yisrael yachad karalu. It says in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Deviyim amru betiknu lehem, Yisrael she'omim ha'osal kol perek ha'perek ha'katzor zol tova alein, she'negol ha'osal gulosan, nachad yachid, tichilek ha'kol Yisrael, and gomen also, ha'lebel ha'yamim, ha'vulus kol Yisrael, omrim also li olam. Gomen also li olam, and it says on the side, this the ba'alachas gedolos. So now for the Tosis over here, quotes it verbatim. Okay, fine. Watch this. Quotes it verbatim. Yona says on brachas af yudalid. Ika hayal nitkan al kotzor tova yikol Yisrael. Kodesh brachas simam neis. Hoyom im halal. Vechal lebrach al kriyoso. Afish lo yugomim also. Ika da kodesh vim lo yisal lebneis shanas al kol Yisrael. Habneis shanas al yochid lo tiklo lam halal. I says the yochid lo yaskil. Asa neshul of a knuf and shall call Yisrael lo yaskil the veruch ala halal shafil the tzibin ekorim yochid hekel the love of knuf and shall call Yisrael yochid mikri can cause a bahag, right? Because if it's gayest, you know, the Rabbi Avadio is paws on yochid mahalal lo yochid mamash kol echel lo knim call Yisrael yochid karlo call Yisrael, fine. Smag, manig, mouths of vitri from all that you see lo kovuch hazal lo mahalal gulosam shall Yisrael elim kenoi shall call Yisrael vosetzor v'noshim imenim. About Sibur, oh, Yafina Medina, Shalema, Shal Yisrael, Shenigla Mitzarasa, Ener Mashar, Nikvo, Ahalal, Bebrachas, Abel Nochal, Amahal, Abel Abracha. As the Mimi says, in Psalm Kuf Yud Zayin, Shekol Yochad, Shabal, of Tzor, of Nigla Mimena, Kain Tziba, Shanas, Lam Nes, Nigla Mitzor, Shabal, Lam, Rashor, Nikvo, Ahalal, the Asa, Bechol Shana, Vishana, Hashem, Bebrachan, Allah, Kacho, Yisod, Nevim, Lama, Kol Tzor, Shenigla Mimena, Adka. So why do I make a bracha? Bina shenas and esachol Yisrael, the chovachova. Rasha, below bracha. And it's no, I, homa halab b'chol yom, is mechar from begadev? No. Kevin shomu al neis. I have to tell you, Rabbi Osai, that there are those who disagree with this last point, and say, no. Even without a bracha, it's mechar from begadev. Only a supernatural. It's a shver avart, no? Because Purim and Megillah would have had it, even though it was not supernatural. So the Pasha Demiri is right. And the Ravaj is right. Right? And the Gemara is right. Pasha Pshad. I mean, it says that it's all about the story of Purim. There's no, Purim didn't contravene nature in any which way. We call it an Esnister. Okay. So Ravaj has said it so far. What's he trying to say? He's trying to say that you don't say Yom HaTzibur with a bracha because not all Yisrael. I was sitting in New York. I was an infant, my life wasn't in danger. It's not direct. The Rav asks this kasha. Tiritz became when she wrote some oivim lahachir beis hamikdash. Tzoras kol yisrael mikri. She nitzchus oivim ayavonim veechzir atol yoshim betaras haechel. Hamikdash had tzoras kol yisrael mikri. Takonas tevir halav bebracha. Fine. Okay. Very good. Beis hamikdash. Fine. Beis hamikdash kaim. Okay. Good. After the churban, you need kol yisrael b'knufya. Now, hold on. Quotes the another source. Seder L'derech. He says, Chanuk and Purim, Nisan L'chol Yisrael L'ruba, Chanuk and Purim, and Megillah. He says, not true. Ruba Nishu B'Bavel. No. Chanuk, what's supposed to say? Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Chanukah is unique. But, makes the following comment. No. Not the nearer. Shehol, shehol, nisim, shenas, ulanim, b'mechemas, hakomim, ayus. Shetilonu Hashem Yisbarach midei oyuvenu v'sonenu shezamam lahakidenu v'Hashem hefer atosam ki gover olenu chasto. He's agreeing to the fact. And if you think you weren't in threat of getting killed, do you know what happened on the day that we're going to celebrate Yom HaTzvut this year, which is Thursday, which is Dalet Iyar? You know what happened on Dalet Iyar 7 years ago? You know what happened? You know, you should know what happened. What happened? Not they cook over the goose. No, they killed him in cold blood. They killed him in cold blood. The Arab murderers. They surrendered. They had no more ammunition. They put up the white flag and surrendered. They were aided. We saw this. And they killed him in cold blood. I took my children and grandchildren this past Sukkot to the museum. You ever see them when you were there? You didn't go? You were on your own. They have a movie of them killing him in cold blood. With the white flag. That's what they would have done to every Jew. Every Jew would have been killed in cold blood. Rahman al-Islam. We're not discussing, you know, like the Chazal helped put the base in the. We're not talking about a machloikah between the two Shvatim and the 10 Shvatim. After they fought, they were friendly with each other. They would have killed us in cold blood. I was in Eretz Yisrael in 67. I was there. But they again tried to. It's ready to kill every Jew in cold blood. After the 67 war, which happened was a blitz, the war was really 3 days. It's called the 6 day war. 3 days it was already basically over. It was mopping up, except for the Golan. It was the last day. They overran Latrun so fast. You know what Latrun is? Latrun is a big British fortress smack in the middle of the country. And in 48, they tried 5 times to capture it. And they failed. Much blood was spilled there. 67, they just overran it so quickly. They had no time to shred their papers. Everyone knows you're supposed to shred your papers before you run away. They didn't have time. They discovered the papers. And they printed it in the newspapers in Arabic with a Hebrew translation while I was there. Right after the war, a week or two later, it was printed. And they would go to Shalavim. Shalavim, before the war, before 467, was a tiny little inlet. Ever see the map of Israel before 67? Ever see the map of Israel before 67? Like this, and like this. Well, Shalavim was in that little tiny peninsula, jutted out. It was surrounded on 3 sides by what's called in Jordan. 3 sides. And the whole place where it was joined to the rest of the state of Israel was only 2 kilometers, a mile and change. And they discovered there a plot of Haman. A plot of Hitler. It was there. Take tanks, cut off the 2 kilometers, Shalom be completely surrounded. There was a kibbutz there, a tiny yeshiva there at the time. It just started. And to kill the Farish there, kill every man, woman, and child. In the Gush, they only killed men. A couple of women, they stayed behind. You saw that movie there, a couple of women. There were no children there. They're going to kill like Haman, like Hitler. Every man, woman, and child. It was also unbelievably miraculous, 67 war. I was that. In 48, I was a baby. I have no recollection. I remember Clark. So Ravad is murdered that they wanted to kill us all, and Hashem saved us. But he says, "Kevish lohoya nes lechol Yisrael, efshe shenochol abahalel, I will believe bracha as a meiri for chol avishonim anal." What do you say about this? What do you say about this? Huh? He says the chida is medayik from Rashi. There's a whole chida. Listen carefully, please. Al korchach. This means al korchach means it's not with the pashup shah. Al korchach. Shekavanoso as Rabbi Rabbi Navon. Afal pi shoyah shem kol yisrael aruban. Kema shebeis amigal shayakayim. Asher ena kol yisrael nesuim elav. Iskilo shoyah shem kol yisrael. Quotes Megillah daf yodalit. Megillah daf yodalit. I wasn't kol yisrael. Must be choshev lechoyah meshebeis amigal shayakayim. No, he says. Rabbi tells you the truth now, which I think he rejected, but this is the real truth. Sorry to say it my way. Listen carefully. Can Yishlomar Shneis Chanuka Shnas Al Yosh Eretz Yisrael Choshev Kilu Nas Al Chol Yisrael Lo Mashkechin and Klav Yosh Yichud Saretz. This is the correct shot, and that's why Yom Atzmut was Nasa to all Tosh Eretz, to all the threat of being killed. That same Yom Yerushalayim, and therefore the Hal is appropriate. And in my opinion, according to the Chasam Sofer, you can even say a bro. The Ma'aseh you can't. Because we think the Nitziv is correct. Follow me? But Vaj, for some reason, doesn't want to accept this. I don't understand why. His only true by Horo. V'nelam dova meine hakol. Mashenke b'sharon yonim. Are you kidding? What? Then he says like this. I am Pirish and Mishnahs, Raman Perkdal de Bechoros Chavtes. Vav Yud Lamed. Ravad is pulling a fast one on us. It's an often appearance in Mishnahs and Bechoros against him. Yeah, but Vav Yud Lamed. He has some kind of terrors. What's his terrors? There is no terrors. The Rama is Beferish. I'll show you the Rama right now. Show you the Rama right now. Of course, over here, Yishalmi, he says, I have enough time. I'll show you two more things and then we'll stop. Come back to the rest of it tomorrow. Tomorrow she is regular time. Okay, so I want to make sure. If there's some askar which goes beyond, you need a fast lunch because we have a lot to do. Okay. Ma'ashivach ashos nisim al shvatim kol shev dekri kol. Otherwise, ain't tell the varach the bachias rabbi yona ain't the varach al nis shenasa the chol yisrael aruba. I hara b'shev adachad dekri kol. What's the answer? Machlokas bavi nirsham. Ain't kamakol laharich. What do you mean? Yes, kamakol laharich. This is exactly the main point over here. Let's take a look at Pirush Mishnayos, and then I'm going to share Rabbi Yom. Rabbi Vajit can quote and quote and quote and quote and quote. He left out a line. We'll see. How do I find the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam? Where do I find it? The first Shem Mishnah. With Rambam. Bechoros. Where's Bechoros? Bechoros. Perek Dalet. B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Hema Shenikrom Kol, Vashem Krom Kol Akol. Theo Asra Zachon, 20 people. Ven Choshen the Mishu Zlaz and Bechut Saras Moshe Biyana Behorios. Not only in Korban of Parallel Dabba Shul Tzibur, it applies here in Smicha as well. Twice everywhere. Come on. Vav Yud Lamed. What does Vav Yud Lamed mean? The Yesh the Yashiv. What's the Yishuv? There is no Yishuv. Now Rabbeinu Yon. Rabbeinu Yon, he's the one who quoted. He quoted extensively. But the idea is that he left out one line. Oh no. I never know what. See, I wasn't playing. I don't know what page it's on. It's guesswork. Try this. Okay, it's close. Try this line, this page. Where are we? Not close. I think it's the middle one. Try the middle page. Oh! Shebisha Shehoya Lechol Yisrael Tzara. Kiyakorach Baruch Hu Ol Sibor Amnes Hu Ol Sim Yomtev Hu Yomim Halel Hu Chayav and Lebaruch HaKuyoso Abishal Yigomim Osav Yigat Takon Lechol Yisrael B'nei Shenasa Lechol Yisrael. Okay. Watch this. Dichsiv v'chisavo melchama bi'atchem atzar tzores chama yosem. Huh? It's only Yaretzim! Rabbi Vaida left this out. I'll call you back and see he left this line out. Ava b'nei shenasa liyochel lo itkin lemahalel. Kluvi l'chol Yisrael. Etc, 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 etc. But he left this out, this line. He left it out. You see, it's all Mechama B'Yartzachem. Doesn't matter who's living in Chutz La'aretz. Watch, you gotta catch the words. You get that call in the National Yisrael, Avo B'Neis, Shanas L'Yochid. Now watch what Rabbi Vaida quotes it. Where are we? Cross all these things out. Oh, here we are. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah at length. Where are we? Can't be fun. Rabbeinu Yonah, he quotes it verbatim. Yeah. Ika takonas avim, lohoyis ela b'nei shanas kol Yisrael, abo b'neis, what did he leave out? That line he left out. Hello, Dabahu. They didn't write b'chule. He left it out. Sorry for being so effusive, but it seems to me back to Bavadja. We love Bavadja. We love him. Okay, you did the gimbal already? Okay, so I think that's the truth. It's not only Rosh Bezin, I don't know what Vavyud Lamed means, I don't know. There's another reason why we don't say how. Hagam shezachina b'ez Hashem Yisborach, ligbar al yoveinu v'no soneinu, shi rabin batzumen. Umutsunim hate b'meita ha'neshik v'atechmoshes. V'lam roos ha'kol heim ha'kor v'nafalu. Yeah. Quotes of Maratz Chayis, my Chanukah, Pach HaShemen. Aye, Frekta, what do you mean? Nitzokon. Matem dekan merubim b'mochomo. We say in the davening, the Sadek Yibor b'at chaloshem, we at them. Yeah, what's the reason he says? Lohoya, lo'eno yosim b'geder ha'teva. Shein omim ha'al anisim b'storim, Shekodesh Baruch Hu osim anu b'choleis. Vashekin, Pach HaShemen, yosim b'geder ha'teva, tilachan b'chanaka, adkan. Maratz Chayis. Is it Maritz Chayis? What do you quote over here? Maritz Chayis, Shabbos Chafalv. Do you believe this? Says the Abed wrong. Ah, Shasli Nei is a different story. I'm discussing how. Shasli Nei is a different story. V'im Tomar. I mean, we're waiting for this now. Hare Purim. Her Nei's Kemidag Olam Baruch Shasli Nisim. Not just Shasli Nisim. We would have said what? We would have said Halal too. Yesh Tomar. Hosam Nami Choshev Yotzi Miminag Olam. Sharei bital kitzvi amelach hepek das paras umadai. Hoshid hara kov l'shmon amelach ibnei umasom avur ahavas isha achas. Ein zem minig ha'olam shvetiva. As wacko as the story of the Megillah is, if you read about the story of 1948 and 67, it's equally wacko. Made no sense. He called it an ace nister. Everyone called it an ace nister. You look carefully in this source. Who's he called the source over here? The Avodrom. I want to look at the Avodrom. Again, it's not a full quotation over here. Tomorrow, bring to Shiri Avodrom. Okay? And if you have it downstairs, bring an Avodrom. An Avodrom where? Hilchos Birchas Sharches. Birchas Birchas Sharches. Bring it. Ay, Chazal say, Neis Purim, Estim HaTorah, Noch Aster Aster Ponai? Yeah. Mikom Mekom Vadesh Lohoya Vederech HaTeva. What does that mean? What does that mean? Yeah, Nesu Pelagodol, ain't Kamo. Mask him. But it was not Mechuz Mederech HaTeva. I'm also saying, I'm out of time. I don't want to go over time. I did not want to talk about this. We got this because, well, Minyan of the Yoma, right? So we're talking about these Minyan over here too. That's what we started talking about the idea of Baal Tosif, that you can have an extension from Mikdash to Chutz Laaretz. As you have an extension from Shas Anes to subsequent years. That's only according to the Nesim B'Rabban. He's a Bezman of a Bezman's Manazet. So therefore, my Psak, I say it again, I'm very much opposed to saying Halal with a Bracha Yom Ha'atzmaut. You want to say it, say it with a Bracha, and you should also, as my Rebbe said, at the end of davening. For two reasons. One, because it's not Takonas Chazal. Two, to avoid some of the Machlekes. When I used to people walk out in the huff. Yeah, but at the end, you walk out, you kind of catch the train, the Long Island Railroad, you know, they catch the train. It's a different kind of walking out. It's after landing, after mislanding. More to be said, we have still tomorrow to talk about it, and Thursday to talk about it. We'll try to intermingle in Yonim of Yom HaTzvut together with the Shiroma and Sefer Sukkah. Nothing like a coincidence, it just happens to come out the right time of the year. Okay. So tomorrow, Shia, the regular time, see how to the Shema.